I found a dollar bill. But I thought, oh, okay, I'll put the dollar bill in my wallet.
And now you can't find
no fucking wallet.
No fucking wallet. I have a
no fucking wallet.
I have a theory.
Yeah. What?
All right. So we know that Adam has been away.
Yes.
And if you look at the pictures that he's posted from his trip in the level 13 yes. Discord, what's one thing you notice about those pictures? What's one thing that jumps out at you about those pictures? Adam's not in them. Adam's not in any of those pictures other than the Ben and Jerry, photo op one, the ice cream. By the way, fun fact, Big Fatty and I did that in Charleston on a trip that Adam was there. So that same picture has Fatty and I in it as the one that he put just with him. So that could have been taken anywhere. It could have even been Photoshopped. And in the second backup batch of pictures, the only picture of Adam looks like he's trying to figure out how to use the timer on the camera.
So your theory would be...
Adam didn't go to Maine. Didn't go to Boston. I think
he went to Woodland Hills?
Yes, I think Mittens, as a distraction, went to Bar Harbor and had pictures made. Meanwhile, Adam sneaks in to your house.
Steal my wallet.
To steal your fucking wallet, yeah.
I never even considered that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why.
Why?
Because that's the stupidest thing ever!
It's not stupid.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because that's the stupidest thing ever.
It's not stupid.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4030 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of July, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my weekend, and I'm gonna tell you something about something called the television code, Big Fatty. Decoders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your decoders today, you may have figured it out because y'all, I'll tell you what, how this all came about. Saturday afternoon, I was sitting around and I went through and I was looking to see what was on the TV machine. And y'all, on Saturday afternoon here in Charleston, the PBS station shows the Carol Burnett Show, and that's followed, of course, by the Lawrence Welk Show. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I know how you love Lawrence Welk. All fine, friendly man. Big Fatty, that sounded like Georgie Jessel. I heard the old gal doing Georgie Jessel, sounds a lot like conscience. At the end of the show, they were rolling the credits, and y'all, it was right at the very end, there was a little shield that comes up that says television code. And y'all, I hadn't seen that in forever on a TV program, and y'all, I decided I'd do a little research on it. Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, I found a site on the www called weirdovideo.com. And y'all, they had a thing on there about the television code. And it says the television code was originally established and adopted by the National Association of Broadcasters in 1951. If the show passed these thresholds, the television code seal of good practice would be tacked on after the closing credits. The code determined how TV personalities could dress, that all news be factual, fair, and without bias, and that
analysis and opinion be clearly indicated that religious broadcasting should be available and donated for free, and that there be a consistent amount of limited commercials per hour. As economic and cultural interests changed and the coming of cable television, the television code was abandoned in 1983. And y'all, I believe that. I think it's been abandoned. So, but y'all, I'm sure some of that is problematic. But y'all, like I say, it just brought back memories. And y'all, they even had a public service announcement that they would run on the TV machine, and I'll put a link in today's show notes so you can see.
Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like this show does not meet the television code seal of good practice. Well, that's because it's not television. Oh, well. I guess that's your out on it. It had nothing to do with good practice or meeting standards. No, no, no. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right. A little show, y'all. I think in the middle of that little show that my visiting Navy guy, 32-year-old, was hoping to come over Thursday evening, and I think he sent me a textimonium saying that something had come up and it would have to be Monday night. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, I'm waiting to hear about his return to the Charleston area. Because he was out of town over the weekend. But, y'all, nothing of interest, really, Thursday night. Y'all, it's been terribly, terribly hot here. I mean, we've been getting the heat indices. You know, that's where you take the temperature and you add humidity into it, so it's the feels like temperature, y'all. It's many days it's right at 110, y'all. And we're going, and that's when the temperature is like 92 to 95 or so. And y'all, I saw something that we're going to be hitting 97 and maybe even triple digits as the actual temperature here in the coming week or so. So, y'all, it's hot. It's hot. I did see that in San Diego, you know, out there where Dr. Stone is, that the temperature was on the beach was about 72. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. You know, it never rains in Southern California. No, but it pours. Yes, it pours. Probably a gin and tonic. But anyway, y'all on a fright. I've been limiting my walks, cutting them into small little pieces, but I am closing all my exercise rings, and I'm getting all my all three of my rings closed each day, which is good. Sometimes I do nipple walking inside the villa, which is a little difficult to do, but anyway, I get it done. watch things on the TV machine. Nothing really to speak of, but y'all, for right night, y'all, we were having the big meat brufkas for Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, I cooked. This is, you know, Durwood, you know, he's on the low carb diet. So, you know, we're having the big meat breakfast. Y'all, I cooked thick slice bacon. I cooked sausage patties. I cooked sausage links. I cooked country ham. Big Fatty, not spelled. It was not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all, then I had some big sausages, kind of Italian style sausages, but it was apple and brown sugar. And I cooked those on the grill. Y'all, I had hash brown potatoes, I had grits, and I had scrambled eggs and red-eye gravy. and little bitty cinnamon rolls. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Just delicious. Durwood was like a pig. Yes, Big Fatty had a cannibal festival. Yes, eating his own family. Y'all, it was good, and had a nice visit. Y'all, young Nicholas was able to join us this week, and he's doing well. He said he might be able to swing by on Sunday afternoon to shave the sides of Big Fatty's head, because, you know, coming up on Thursday, Granny and I are heading over to the to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, it's Daddy Days weekend, and Big Fatty will be the MC for that. Y'all, it's more of a laid-back weekend, but it's fun nonetheless. And y'all, it's going to be hot as blue blazes. Hot as blue blazes. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think Durwood's going to make it over there at some point during the weekend as well. So, y'all, it'll be just a nice little getaway. Anyway, everybody left, I don't know, going on 9 o'clock or so, 8:30, between 8:30 and 9. Big Fatty, you didn't even have to put out your banner that says, please leave by 9 p.m. No, I did not, even though I don't have one. I wanted to get it, but I forgot. Anyway, y'all have been sleeping real well. And I don't know the reason, but, y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. Y'all got up Saturday morning. Y'all filled up the dishwasher on Friday night, that's for sure. But got up Saturday morning and did all my puzzles and read the paper, had my coffee, did my morning nipple walks. And watered the plants, y'all. I'm having to really stay on the plants, and y'all, I have the sweetest neighbors. My neighbor to the left, as you look from the towards the street from the veranda, y'all, he's the one that just out of nowhere just decides to cut my grass, and y'all, he did that Saturday. Once it had cooled down, it was probably 7 o'clock or so, and y'all, he was cutting his grass, and y'all, he doesn't just cut, he edges, he takes the weed eater, and he takes the blower, in addition to cutting the grass, and y'all, he's just the sweetest thing, and y'all, I went out on the porch to thank him. But I didn't want to interrupt him, so I just put my hands up over my heart. Oh, Big Fatty, did he think you were having a heart attack? No, well, I didn't think about that. But he blew me a kiss. Big Fatty, okay. Well, anyway, y'all, just as sweet as he could be to do that. I washed my... My rugs in my, you know, the TT rug around the commode and the other rugs in both bathrooms. And then I washed, well, I had tablecloths and napkins and everything from dinner. That's two separate loads there. And I had a few little clothes I just threw in with the tablecloths and everything. I was ironing the cloth. You know, if you come to Friday at Fatty's, you're going to have cloth napkins at the table. So I have to iron the napkins. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, iron the napkins. And so I did that. Watched the Hatlanta Braves, on the TV machine. Y'all, they were on the Fox. They were on the Fox. Miss Bacon sent me a picture she was watching, and when she saw my favorite player, Austin Riley, come up on the TV machine, y'all, she took a picture, and Big Fatty, bless her heart, but y'all, they got the ass beat, 6-5, Saturday night was it was a quiet evening, and I enjoyed that. And y'all didn't see the nip at all on Saturday. I guess, yes, Big Fatty, he's in the He's in the dip cave, I guess. But anyway, Sunday got up. Y'all, I got the big Sudoku. Got it done. It's been a while since I've been able to get that finished. Because I usually fuck it up. Yes, Big Fatty. And did my morning nipple walks. It was just the slightest bit cooler. It wasn't, the temperature wasn't cooler, but the humidity was down just the slightest little bit. And the breeze was up just the slightest little bit. So I was, I'm pleased that I was able to get my nipple walks in or a little earlier than normal. And got that. Yo, one last thing. Y'all, you know, here in the studio, Big Fatty had one of those plastic mats that for the chaya to roll on. And of course, it broke. It split and it started cracking and everything. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, under all that weight, it's a wonder it lasted that long, y'all. And I just hate those plastic things. And y'all, when I was watching the TV machine sometime over this past week, y'all, I saw this advertisement for a company called, and let me see, I've got it right here. It was called Vitraza, V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. And Vitraza makes a glass chair mat. And y'all, they're evidently the industry leader. Now, y'all, they're not cheap, but it includes a lifetime guarantee, and it includes all the shipping and everything. And y'all, it came on for right. So y'all, I got it all unpacked and in place, and y'all, I just love it. I just absolutely love it. And y'all, if those plastic mats are driving you crazy, y'all, I think it's worth the investment to spend the little extra money to have it delivered to you and guaranteed and everything. Y'all, I looked to see how much they were, like at the at the Staples, y'all, there's not much difference in the price, and the ones at Staples didn't include the free delivery. One moment, please. Oh, y'all, water. Y'all, hydrate. You gotta hydrate. Yes, Big Fatty. And then Sunday, here I am recording the little show, and gonna do the LFC, I guess, with Vader. I hadn't heard from him yet today, but y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Vinny, seal of approval inserted here. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, not a whole lot on the schedule this week other than heading over to the Daddy Days. And, y'all, that's always a fun, relaxing time. So, anyway, y'all, it'd be Margaritaville. Yes, because you're drinking drunk on margaritas. Yep, gotta love it. Gotta love it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. Big Fatty, that didn't sound like them. Well, it was the old gal was filling in for our old Crooked Hat, and Daniel was there with the old gal. And old gal, what did you think of today's little show?
Because that's the stupidest thing I've heard.
Oh, well, we got the conduct seal of approval.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.